Back in October, we were honored at one of our services by the presence of John Bear Mitchell, a wonderful Penobscot Nation storyteller. He shared with us the story of Chebalak, the first storyteller. The story was about Chebalak's telling his last story because he was aging and it was time for him to go. He sent out word that people should come and hear the story he was going to tell the next day. He didn't say it would be his last story. He did, however, put a caveat on those who came to listen. They would also have to repeat the story he told at least 10 times to others. Chebalak had told many stories about many things: how rivers were created, why wind blows, stories about their great teacher, Guskabe. Chebalak had a great deal of wisdom about storytelling, which he readily shared. Because Our Soul Matters this month, is stories, we thought it would be good to revisit the Chebalak's wisdom. Chebalak spoke of the importance of passing stories on, telling them at least 10 times. How often do you tell stories? Maybe not often enough. And Chebalak might not have thought storytelling via electronics was the same as what he was talking about. John Bear spoke about telling your story, your family story, stories of humanity, stories of community, giving them light by repeating them. Don't allow the stories to fade away, just like we mentioned in the chalice lighting. Isn't it great when we share stories of this community? And if you're worried that you don't remember all the details perfectly, let go of that. Tell what you remember. It has become part of your story, and you should share it from what you remember. And others will listen, even though they may remember the story differently. You should also tell stories even when you think people don't seem to be listening, is what John Bear said. Because you'd be surprised, probably somebody is listening. Stories connect us through laughter, through sadness, through sharing wisdom, learning lessons. I love listening to other stories. Other people's stories, sorry. And maybe that's why I loved my profession as a counselor. I listened to a lot of stories. A friend once said to me when I was working with the elderly population, "Wow, you get to visit a lot of libraries. Each one of us is a library, full of stories waiting to be told, waiting to be shared." When I was working with the elderly years ago, before I became elderly, there was a type of therapy called reminiscent therapy, where you encouraged people to reflect on their lives through the telling of stories and sharing photographs. I felt like I was witnessing a living history, much like the storytelling John Bear Mitchell spoke about. The stories shared by my clients were not always happy stories. There were also stories of difficult times, times of pain, loss, and regrets. We all have those stories too. It's just as important to share those stories as well as the stories about our families and about our culture and the fun times. But we shouldn't stop with our individual stories. We shouldn't stop with our individual stories of the difficult times. We should also tell the stories of events involving many people, like the stories of bravery and cruelty, of the civil rights marches, where lives were lost to gain freedom, and stories of strength and survival of living through that time. Tell stories from other parts of the world, about the Holocaust, and about women and others not allowed to vote or to get an education. Stories validate our experiences, both enjoyable and difficult. And we learn each time we hear the same stories, and when we hear the new ones. So keep telling those stories about yourselves, about our state, about the world, about this church. Keep them all alive, because you'll be keeping hope and courage alive too. So remember, tell each story at least 10 times. And I know there's people here that can probably attest to the fact that I've told stories a whole lot more than 10 times.